Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson. Shuffled bass and drum interaction for drum and bass and jungle. I'm excited to show you how to make drums that truly roll and a bass that both locks do and plays off that shuffle, so your grooves feel alive, heavy, and musical. We'll work in live. I'm using 174 BPM in the examples, and the techniques are optimized for Live 10 and up. Live 11 makes some parts easier, but everything here is stock device friendly. Quick overview. You'll learn how to set up shuffle using the groove pool. Design a two-layer bass clean mono sub plus a textured mid slash reese. Route and process those layers with sidechain, saturation and transient shaping, and arrange simple automation moves to emphasize groove dynamics. I'll also give you practical values and coach style tips, so you can audition changes quickly and avoid common pitfalls. Project setup. Getting started. Step 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Create these tracks. A drum rack for your sliced break. A MIDI track for sub-bass operator or wave-eatable. A MIDI track for mid-slash-texture bass wave-eatable or simpler. And create two returns you can use for saturation and short reverb. Load an Amen or similar jungle break into simpler and choose transient slicing. Or right-click and slice a new MIDI track. Keep your kicks and snares intact. We'll build ghost hits and hi-hat motion around them. Groove and swing. Making the drums roll. Open the groove pool and drag in a swing 16 preset, something like swing 1662. Set the clip bass to 1/16, and push timing into the 62-70% area to get a noticeable shuffle without losing clarity. Important note, don't hit commit unless you want the timing to be permanent. Leave the groove as metadata so you can tweak the timing per clip later. Create two drum clips. A full swung break and a chopped variant for transitions. Add ghost snare notes on 16th and 32nd subdivisions and very hi-hat velocities. For micro flams, nudge selected hi-hat or ghost snare hits A 12 milliseconds later in the clip editor. This tiny delay gives a human rolling feel. Bass design. Sub layer. The stable foundation. On your sub track, use operator or a filtered wave-eatable set to assign. Keep attack tiny. Release around 50-120 ms depending on how roomy your loop is. Add utility with width set to 0 to keep the low end mono. Route lightly to your SAT return if you want just a hint of harmonic color, but keep the sub largely clean. Too much saturation here will muddy your low end. Placement. Put sub notes on the strong pocket hits, not on every 16th. Think long. Important hits. These are the reference points the kick and snare will sit on. Bass design. Mid/reese layer. Movement and tension. For the mid-bass, use wave-eatable or simpler with detuned saws and moderate unison. Add a filter envelope with a short attack and a decay around 120-250 ms to create plucky stabs. Add a small pitch envelope for transient grit, something like plus or minus 1 to plus or minus 6 semitones sub 50 ms to add punch. Now the crucial interaction trick. Apply the same groove pool swing to drums and bass that vary the timing slider per clip. Typical starting values are drums at about 68, sub at 60 or less so it stays stable, mid-bass between 62 and 66 so it either follows slightly or pushes. That small differential creates the push-slash-pull feel that makes DNB groove so alive. Instrument rack and processing. Put the mid-bass into an instrument rack with two parallel chains, a low-pass focus chain to keep 100-400 HC clean, and a distortion chain with saturator and EQ boosting 250-800 HE. Map macros for filter cutoff, saturator drive, distortion chain volume, and a groove intensity macro you can use for live tweaks. Compression and sidechain. Add a compressor on the mid-bass and enable sidechain from your drum rack. Route it from the kick or snare and set ratio 3:6:1. Attack 5:15 ms. Release 80-160 ms, so the bass ducks 3:6 dB on hits. This keeps space for drum transients without killing the bass's energy. Use glue compressor on the bus in wet/dry for parallel compression if you want more glue. Transient shaping and tightness. Use drum bus for a bit of transient shaping on the mid-bass. Transients plus 4 to plus 10 for extra punch, distortion 5-10 for grit. If your mid-bass has long tails, gate or automate volume to tighten it up, making the interaction work. Detailed tips. Keep the sub relatively straight and mono. Overswinging sub notes will ruin phase alignment and low-end weight. Instead, vary the mid-bass swing and timing. Sidechain the mid-bass to snare or kick specifically. Routing to the entire drum bus will overdock on ghost hits and flatten the groove. When you want more rhythmic wobble, Use an LFO or very short tempo sync delay on a duplicate mid-bass chain and modulate the wet amount for subtle lay-chain movement. Micro variation and fills. For fills and stutters, use beat repeat on a return with interval and grid at 1/16 or 1/32 and automate chant/gate to trigger only in transitions. For bass stutters, duplicate the mid-bass clip and program 30-second retrigs with short releases, then crossfade between clips for pattern swaps. Arrangement ideas. Where to use these techniques. Intro. Keep groove low intensity and sparse. Maybe timing around 50 hertz only. Filtered break. Build. Bring the mid-bass in and increase groove timing to 60. Drop. Hit full swing. Timing around 68-72. Saturation macro up. Sidechain stronger. For contrast, transition into a halftime or straight section by switching to a straight groove or reducing timing to 40-50. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't apply heavy swing to the sub. Don't commit groove early. Use multiple clips with slightly different timing so you can audition swaps. Don't oversaturate the sub. Use high/low splits. And watch your routing. Sidechaining to the wrong source will smother your groove. Pro tips and advanced ideas. Monitor low end in mono, and watch for phase issues when using detune and stereo width. Use mid/side EQ to keep sub under 120 Hz mono and spread top mids. Try dual groove layering. Heavy 16th swing on drums and a lighter 32nd on one bass chain, and automate blending for complex motion. This audio version is shortened for playback.